Archers for the week 21st to 26th September 2003.
Looks like a great day for a barbecue at Grundy's Field.
So what do you think of these balloons then, Eddie?
Very festive looking.
Well, I'll just finish this one.
Pardon you. Hey, that's you, Dad, after a night on the Shires. Yeah. Here's a chuckle.
At least I don't snore fit to raise the rafters.
Bet he told me off last night for snoring. Said I'd wake Ailey up.
Oh, how's it going with the in-laws?
Two women, one kitchen. Well, it's asking for trouble.
Well, that's what I thought, but it's been okay.
If you've done there, can you give me a hand unloading these tables and chairs?
Yeah, right you are.
Where'd you put the fire lighters?
There's some lighter fuel here. Use that.
Yeah. Mind you, keeps everything well away from the turkey poults.
Right, so you're back in the turkey business.
So let's hopefully let us keep the barn. Don't know where we'll put them otherwise.
Yeah. Our plan is to get everybody coming to the barbie to sign the petition.
Bit of press ganging, you might say.
PR, I likes to call it. Yeah. Now then, let's see if it'll light.
Your Edward coming then?
Yeah, poor daddy. He told me how sorry he was for missing my birthday party, but he don't want to face nobody. Yeah, blimey, come on.
I wish he was coming. I need him where I can keep my eye on him.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I overheard that Graham Ryder yesterday saying they should bring back national service.
And four squares back on the message board?
On about Birchin and the village stocks?
No, 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 it's nastier than that.
Well, you want to watch the company your Edward keeps?
What, Jazzer?
This barbecue ain't getting going at all.
Look, if he were my son, I'd keep him away from that boy.
Jazzer's all right.
Don't take too much encouragement for kids to stray off the straight and narrow when they mix with the wrong sort. I mean, I should know.
Ah, you could do with taking a leaf out of Roy's book. Pass me that lighter stuff.
Here.
Ah, this'll do it.
Well, I hope Orobin gets it in the neck. A waste of space.
Watch out, Dad!
Oh, dear! Nearly had your eyebrows off there, Joe.
I knew I should have stuck the newspaper in kindling.
It's a good job you're still nimble on your pins.
Come on, let me do it.
Goodbye. Goodbye now.
Hello.
Oh, morning, Brian. You just missed Jennifer.
I wasn't looking for her.
Oh, were you looking for me?
It's just to let you know I've dropped Amy off. Oh. She and Alice have popped down to the shop.
Good. Well, she can come back to Darrington with me. Thanks for having her to stay.
Oh,
no problem.
I hope she behaved.
Unless you count giggling until about 2 a.m.
That'll be multiplied tenfold next weekend, won't it? Alice's birthday?
Oh, don't remind me.
She's 15 this time, isn't she?
Yes.
And if she's anything like Amy, she'll have given you strict instructions about her present.
Her main present, yes. But I bought her something else besides, you know, surprise.
Ah, 15, eh? Where does the time go? 1 minute it's hopscotch and teddy bears. Next it's hip-hop and boys.
Yes.
Well, all suggestions gratefully received.
Sorry?
Well, you've seen it, done it, bought the T-shirt.
What?
Bringing up teenagers. Alice is your youngest, isn't she?
Yeah, I've got 3 daughters.
Perhaps boys are easier.
I've no idea.
What about Adam?
He was away at boarding school.
Oh, I see.
Settled in at the vicarage.
Oh, well, we had. Just about got most of the unpacking done with when we found out the subsidence, so we're on the move again.
Oh, dear.
Though Amy's happy enough about it. We'll be living in the old surgery here in Ambridge while repairs have been carried out.
Oh, will you? I thought it had been sold.
They're renting it, I gather.
Oh, right. Well, Alice will be pleased.
That's a good job I kept some of the boxes. Still, where God leads, there shall I follow.
Is that what you believe?
What?
Our lives being mapped out for us, all our choices predestined.
Well, that's a bit of a hot potato. No, I believe we have choices.
No, don't worry, really. It was just an idle question.
Is there something bothering you, Brian?
Me?
Only I like to think I'm a good listener.
Well, that'll come in very handy living here.
Oh, Alan. Oh. Thank goodness you're still here. Morning, Brian.
Linda.
I've left my umbrella in the church and it looks like rain.
Yes, it does. Oh, well, I must be off. I'll see you later, Alan.
You know where I am.
Yes, thank you. Bye, Linda.
Bye. Oh, well, I must get out into the garden.
Last mow of the season, is it?
Oh, no, no, that's Robert's department. I have my flowers to tend to.
Going in for the flower and produce show?
Oh, yes, yes. I'm entering several floral pieces.
Good for you.
I have very high hopes of my roses in particular.
Well, I wouldn't know where to start.
Ah, I have a secret ingredient.
Oh.
Yes. But it will have to remain a secret until after next Sunday, I'm afraid.
Well, I'll wait with bated breath. Well, I mustn't hold you up.
Oh, no, no, indeed. I have myriad tasks to attend to, quite besides the garden.
You're a busy woman.
There's the village message board to monitor, the Christmas pantomime to think about, and...
The Grundy's barbecue?
Most certainly not.
Oh, well, aren't you going?
Alan, wild horses wouldn't drag me there. I am boycotting the barbecue in protest against that grotesque erection they call a pole barn.
Oh.
Yes. And I strongly advise all right-minded villagers to do the same. There is far too much apathy these days.
Happy birthday, Joe.
Oh, thank you very much. Oh, I like a nice drop of malt whiskey.
If you need any help with that, Dad, just let me know.
Yeah, hands off, Eddie, it's mine. It's very warm in the wintertime.
You all right there, Ruth?
Hi, mate.
Grub's gorgeous. I thought you were meant to be cooking, Eddie.
Duty calls, Mike. I am the host.
Young Pip's found you a table, Ruth Archer. You go and sit down. Eddie will bring you a hot dog.
But he can give the wine to me. I'll see to it.
Yeah, it'll be the last you see of it, too.
There's a lot here.
Yeah, very gratifying.
The quality people are notable by their absence.
Yeah, well, Linda Snell's boycotting the Barbie, I heard.
No, she ain't.
Right?
Look.
Oh.
It's not like Linda to have a change of heart.
Yeah, well, nobody can resist them gorgeous cooking smells.
Mate! Mate!
Oh, dear, what have you been up to, Mike Tucker?
Mate, can I have a word?
What's she want with me?
Whatever it is, it looks serious.
Oh, blimey, that. Hello, Mrs. Snow. Aren't you coming in?
I prefer to conduct my business at the gate, if you don't mind.
Only these sausages Clary's cooking is fantastic.
Yes, they do smell rather good. However, I have more important things to attend to. Mike, you really have gone too far this time.
Right?
I checked the message board this morning, and I have to tell you, I was shocked to the core.
You've lost me.
Well, I'm referring to Four Squares, or should I say, your latest posting.
Hey? What do you want about?
The game's out, Mike.
What game?
Your little undercover game as Four Square.
Hang on. You reckon I'm this Foursquare character?
I know you are.
Well, that's rubbish.
Mike, please. As message board host, I do know who is...
The only computer we've got is Roy's, and that's practically steam-driven. And even connected to the internet.
So you're seriously telling me you're not Foursquare?
No, I am.
Oh, well, I suppose in one way that is a relief.
Hey. Who come you thought it was me anyway, saying them nasty things?
Yes, I admit I was shocked myself at some of the more outrageous outpourings, but you see, it's your email address.
But I ain't got one, I'm telling you.
MikeTuckerMilk@hotmail.com.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not.
Well, it's somebody else using my name.
Surely that's not possible.
Well, it ain't me. Just you wait till I find out who it is. Now, if you'll excuse me, Mrs. Snell, I have a barbecue to attend to.
Rest assured, I shall leave no stone unturned until I find the culprit myself. Oh, dear.
Well, if you can't beat them, join them, eh, Linda?
I'm sorry.
Decided to come after all?
Certainly not. And I'm very sorry to see our vicar being so partisan as regards the pole barn.
I didn't come because...
Vicar, good of you to come and support our cause.
It was really Eddie.
You can come round with me and sign this petition in a minute. I'll introduce you to them as you don't know. I won't be a trick.
Well, I shall return to my roses.
Just a minute, Linda.
Yes?
I had a thought about the Christmas show.
Really?
What about some mystery plays?
Ah, mystery plays.
We could organise it together and put them on in the church.
A co-production?
What? Well, unless you fancy taking part yourself.
Ah, David.
Oh, hi, bro.
How's it going?
Oh, not too bad, really.
Oh, good.
Keeping my eye on this heifer. It's her first calf and she's bagging up.
Adam said he'd be back over tomorrow.
Oh, good. He can make a start in Blacklands. I'll have finished working it down then.
I'm just checking everything's okay after our... You know, a little upset harvest time.
Oh, that's all history now.
David.
Yeah?
What do you make of all these changes? The CAP reforms?
Well, it's all a bit confusing at the moment.
You can say that again.
I mean, take the Herefords, right? Okay, they're taking us closer to the consumer, which ought to be a good thing.
Yeah, in theory.
On the other hand, we shan't be getting the beef subsidy anymore. That's going to knock a big hole in the economics.
Yeah. We're going to need a mighty big premium to make up for that.
I know.
Not going to be easy.
Well, we'll have to talk about Hassett Hills one of these days. It might be worth it to concentrate solely on the early lammers at Home Farm.
Quite honestly, David, I haven't really given it much thought.
Haven't you?
No.
I'm surprised. Thought you'd be well on with your planning by now.
Yeah. Well, I ought to be, I suppose.
Surely this is what you've been waiting for, after all you've said about the bureaucrats holding farming back.
Yeah, that's true enough.
And now, at last, we're being encouraged to produce what the market wants.
Yeah. 10 years ago... 5 even, it would have been a different story. I'd be raring to go.
Brighton? Come on, what about Hungary? I thought you were a global player.
Yeah, it's a young man's game, David. Challenge for the next generation now. Right, well, I'll get back. I'll leave it to it. Give my best to Ruth, the kids.
Okay. See you.
So far, we've had lemon and ginger and lime and passion fruit marmalade, believe it or not.
Yeah, Jill's given me a couple of samples. I didn't have the heart to tell her that Amy eats cereals and I'm lucky to grab a cup of tea.
It might be for the best, especially if Frieda Pride comes to call with her marmalade.
Was that?
Well, there's a rumour she's making it out of nettles.
Oh, thanks for the warning.
Ruth and Alan! What a great afternoon, eh?
Hello, Eddie.
Hey, thanks for coming. You're real mates, you are. Do you know that?
It's always nice to be appreciated.
And with mates like you, who needs enemies, eh?
I think we know what you mean.
Hello, love.
David, the old mucker.
Eddie, very new jam with that cask of cider.
Oh, for music to my ears.
Someone's in for a banging head tomorrow.
Now then, Vicar, you promise you'd help me with this here petition. Come on, we'll start with the tuckers and work anywhere with clockwise.
Right, see you later.
Bye.
Bye. You and the kids had a good time?
Yeah, it's been really nice.
Great. Oh, Elizabeth rang. They found the killer, Borg.
Oh, great.
I said you'd be round for him tomorrow.
You did you?
Mm-hmm. Mm. And I just had the weirdest conversation with Brian.
Weird?
Yeah, about the reforms. Sounded really, I don't know, pessimistic.
Brian?
Yeah.
Strange.
It's as though he wasn't interested. Not like him at all.
You're kidding.
I don't really know what to make of it.
Bert's got plans for this year's flower and produce show.
Okay, keep up the pressure. We're nearly there. Are you okay, Bert?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Steady. Oof. Now, up with it.
It's breathing.
Ah. Oh, not the most cooperative of heifers. Oh,
took a boy's surprise a bit.
Well, she'll know what's what next time. Whew. There we are, girl. Oh, could you pass me the spray, please, Bert?
Yeah. There's Shuler and Daniel.
Thanks. Oh, well, Shuler's in better spirits this morning. A couple of owners have brought their horses back.
Oh, that's good news.
And I've bullied her into having a day off tomorrow.
Oh, poor Shuler. She'd lost a lot of money on top of everything else.
The whole thing's been a nightmare. Oh, nearly done.
All right, is she?
Yeah, fine.
Yeah.
Right, I'll get washed.
Good. Ah, come on, Liquid. Ah, another effort, David, will be pleased.
That's the third problem carving I've had in the last 24 hours.
Well, they say things comes in threes.
Oh, yeah?
Now, I wanted a chat with Shuler about her vicar's leaflet stand.
What's that?
Well, he's pushed the boards of Ambridge history right back out the way to make room for a dirty great metal stand.
Oh, has he now?
Full of leaflets about free trading and all sorts.
What, fair trading?
Well, whatever they calls it.
Oh, dear.
Did Shuler say about him and his daughter moving back here at the old vicarage?
Come on, little one, that's right. Oh, I got that straight from the horse's mouth, as it were. Amy and Alice were at the stables yesterday.
Oh. Now, she'd have been better off at the morning service at St. Stephen's. You'd think her dad would insist on it, wouldn't you? Go on, there's a ticket.
Everything okay? Ruth just told me.
Hi, David.
Heifer.
Excellent.
Yeah, everything's fine.
Oh, thanks, Alistair. Eh, nice strong cough.
Yes, you'll be right as rain. Any road, as I was saying, she could do with setting an example to the youth of Ambridge.
The calf?
The vicar's daughter.
Do keep up, David.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Well, my runner beans is coming on a treat.
Oh?
The old court judge Barford tried to spy on him yesterday. Said he thought he spotted a rabbit. Well, likely story.
Do you mind if we don't discuss the flower and produce show?
It'll be the last time I show veg grown at Woodbine Cottage.
Yeah, I know, Bert, but it reminds me of all that marmalade and lemon drizzle cake Mum and Dad keep bringing round. It's giving me heartburn just thinking about it.
Lemon what?
Lemon drizzle. Lovely and moist it is. It's for the men-only baking event.
It's a change from Victoria sandwiches, apparently. And Dad's been getting under Mum's feet with his top-grade mixing machine, practising his recipes.
You wouldn't need that much practice, surely?
Ooh, you'd be surprised.
What, just for a sponge cake?
Don't you scoff. It's not as easy as you think, ain't baking a good cake. You ask my Frida.
That's what women want you to think.
Ooh, careful.
So they can blind you with science.
I'll let my Frida hear you say that.
When in reality, all you have to do is put all the flour and eggs and stuff in a mixer, shove it in the oven and Bob's your uncle.
Oh, you've a lot to learn.
Ah, simple.
Well, then, why don't you enter?
For me?
Yeah, if you think it's that easy.
Oh, he's got you there.
Okay, I will.
Right, a fiver says that you couldn't make a prize-winning cake.
All right, you're on.
Well done, Eleanor.
Here you are.
Nigel?
Hi, Lizzie, come and join us.
Oh, it's lovely to spend a morning off, isn't it?
Oh, listen. Look there.
Where?
There, over the woods. I think that's a couple of my juvenile swallows. Shh. That's a good girl, Eleanor.
I've just had a quick phone call from Siobhan.
Is she back already?
No, she's still in London. She was just checking in, really. Lily was asking about Rory.
Hi!
Okay, well, tell me later.
Right. Hi, Ruth. Ben not with you?
I left him with Healy and your two. They want to show him the new Gloucester car.
As if he didn't see enough at Brookfield.
Oh, he's a chip of the old block.
Then I pity you, Ruth, I really do.
Well, how are things at Brookfield?
Fine. We've got another couple of Herefords ready for the abattoir, and the last lot sold out. So we're hoping this will too.
Good for you.
We're putting an ad in this week's Echo, and I'm going to update the website this afternoon. If I can get his lordship to have his nap.
Well, David gets the luxury of an afternoon nap.
I wish he would. Then he wouldn't drop off in front of the news every night.
He isn't the only one.
Anyway, what can we do for you, Ruth?
I just popped over for Josh's action hero.
Oh, yeah, of course. Hayley had a party of preschoolers in the barn yesterday sticking leaf pictures. It was one of them found him.
Josh has been driving us mad about it.
Well, if you want to go down to the rare breeds, Ruth, I'll get the killer borg and I'll bring it over.
Thanks. It's ages since I've had a chance to have a proper chat with Lily and Freddie.
Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear.
My sentiments precisely.
Sponge cakes are supposed to go up in the middle. Yours looks like the bottom of a boggy field.
It does, rather.
Is it cooked?
How do you tell?
Well, my Frida always sticks a skewer in the middle.
Oh. Oh, this fork will do.
Ugh. Oh, dear.
I can't understand it. I followed the recipe to the letter.
Well, you've used all the right ingredients, although how you managed to get flour on that light fitting's anybody's guess.
Oh, well, I'll tidy up before Shula gets back.
Did you leave it in long enough?
Well, you heard the timer beep.
Well, what about the temperature?
180 degrees. I put the cake in, set the dial...
Oh, that's your mistake.
What?
You mean you didn't warm the oven up before you put it in?
Well, didn't think it'd make that much difference.
Oh, tent as easy as you thought, is it?
No, it isn't.
Hello, love. Just got back.
Yeah, you managed to finish Blacklands.
Yeah, just. Hello, Bingy boy. What you got there?
It's that awful killer borg. I can't get it off him.
Well, let me give you a hand with the baby seat.
Okay.
How are things at the stately pile?
Well...
What's up?
I was chatting to the twins, and they were going on about playing with a baby.
Oh, yeah. Out you come, Ben.
Well, at first I thought they meant some visitor's baby.
Uh-huh.
But then Lily mentioned the name. He was called Rory.
No.
I know.
But... Oh, no, look, come on. Must be hundreds of babies called Rory.
Well, I think it's Siobhan's baby.
You're joking.
Well, I could have got it wrong, but it's just what Lily was saying about the baby.
Like what?
Well, like he came in an aeroplane to see them, and Mummy was really happy to see the baby and his mummy. As I say, I could be wrong.
Well, that would explain a lot.
Brian?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was thinking.
Exactly. If he's seen Siobhan... I told you he was in a funny mood, didn't I? All that stuff about the Capra Falls.
No wonder he's not thinking about the farm.
Hello, Loxley.
Elizabeth, it's David.
Oh, David, hi. Ruth left...
No, I know, she's here. Look, I need to know, is Siobhan Hathaway in the area? Elizabeth?
Yes, she is.
I knew it.
Well, she's gone to her sister's in London for a few days, but she arrived in Felpsham last week.
Brilliant.
David, you absolutely must keep this quiet.
Oh, don't worry about that.
I've got to go.
What does she want?
She...
What's she doing back here, do you know?
I
mean, has she been in touch with Brian? I'll take that as a yes, then.
They met up last Friday morning. He... went to the hotel.
Oh, I don't believe I'm hearing this.
Boy, Lizzie, leave work alone.
I've got to go now. I'm sorry, David. Bye.
Lizzie?
Oh, Nigel, what an awful mess.
Why, what's happened?
That was David on the phone. He's found out that Siobhan's here.
Oh. Well, David won't tell anyone.
No, it's not that simple. He asked me if she and Brian had seen each other. I couldn't lie.
For heaven's sake!
That's not all.
Oh?
Before Siobhan went to London, she told me she was going to leave to work in Germany in a few weeks' time.
That's probably best for all concerned.
But she's asked Brian to go with her.
What?
And she thinks he's tempted.
This is just what I was afraid of. I warned you, Lizzie.
I just...
Some friend. What kind of friend can she possibly be to involve you in this kind of deception?
Now, I thought it was all over
to put you under such pressure.
But I never imagined for 1 minute she was still in love with Brian.
I knew something like this would happen.
Nigel.
You should never have allowed yourself to become party to it.
Brian! Brian! I need a word!
What is it, David?
It's important, sorry.
Oh, can't it wait?
No, it can't, I'm afraid.
All right. It sounds serious.
It is.
Well, just a minute. I've just taken over from Adam.
What is it? It's about what we were talking about yesterday.
What, the reforms?
It's just that I think there's something else on your mind, apart from the CAP. Brian, I know that Siobhan's here.
Oh, good grief, David. What are you gibbering about?
Brian, this is me you're talking to.
OK, yeah. Oh, of course.
And I know that you've met up with her.
David, you don't know the half of it.
I'm listening.
She's leaving with Rory to work in Germany. And she's asked me to go with her.
To Germany?
Yeah. To be frank, I don't know what to do.
Well, you can't seriously be considering this.
Well, yes, I am.
After everything that's happened, just when you got your life back on an even keel?
Even keel? David, my life is anything but. I mean, how can it ever be when I can't be with my son?
This is mad. You'd be giving up everything you have, everything you've ever worked for.
Things, David.
No, not things. I'm talking about your wife.
Jenny revealed a side to her last week I certainly never expected to see.
But...
And Debbie's in France and can barely bring herself to speak civilly to me. Kate's made her own life. Alice is all but grown up now, and Adam, well, when all's said and done, he's not my flesh and blood. It could never be the same.
Look, Brian, we've got to talk about this.
Well, I know it sounds crazy to you, I know, but put yourself in my shoes. I mean, I didn't realise, of course, but I was slowly fossilising. Siobhan made me live again.
Brian!
If I went to Germany with her and Rory, I feel I could recapture that energy, those ideals I had when I first came to Ambridge. Rip up the rule book, start again.
You're not really going to do this, are you, Brad?
Well, I have to tell you, David, it really does appeal.
Ed is feeling apprehensive about his punishment.
Pity Caroline was called back to the office.
Yes, she would have really enjoyed it. Oh, good girl.
I better give these pups here some water before I get Caroline's swimming cap. Good lad. Try.
Do you want me to hold him?
No, you'll be fine. You'll just have a munch on the grass. Hey, boy. Good boy. Won't be a moment.
I'm sorry to be a nuisance about the cat.
No, not at all.
But I'm not sure what chlorine does to highlights.
Well, you can't have your hair turning green.
Oh, you're thirsty too, aren't you, Amber?
Well, I can boil a kettle, take the chill off, if you like.
Oh, that's kind, Oliver, but I don't think she's cooled off enough yet. Have you, girl?
Oh, nothing like a spot of autumn hunting, eh? Yeah, come on, boys. Go on that. Good boys. Yes, you good boys. There you go. Ah, look, Ed.
Oh, hello, Ed.
All right, Shula.
Ed, you been out with the topper?
Yeah, just down the bottom field. Sorry, what are you doing?
Well, thanks very much. I appreciate it.
It's okay. You been riding?
Yes. I wanted to give these pups a bit of exercise.
Hello, boys. You been coming, eh?
And how are you?
Okay.
I didn't see you at Joe's barbecue on Sunday.
Didn't go.
Oh, pity. It was a good party.
Well, Dad thought he had a good time.
thought?
Yeah, what he could remember of it.
Oh, I see.
It's a good thing Bartleby knows his way back to Keeper's Cottage, that's all I can say.
And Fallon told me she got Dad and Grandad asleep in the trap. It's embarrassing, he's not a teenager.
Well, no harm done.
Yeah, only my reputation. Oh, I saw your Daniel the other day with his new dog.
Oh, Scruff, yes.
Is Daniel okay?
Yeah, he's fine, thanks, Ed.
Good kid.
Oh, he'll get over it. Children are very resilient. Well, that's what they say, isn't it?
That's what they say.
Perhaps you'd like a cup of tea before you go, should I?
No, I'd better get back, thanks. Who knows what state I'll find the kitchen in?
Ah, how's that?
Oh, Alistair's made some idiotic bet with David.
What of?
On Alistair winning the men-only cake-baking competition at the Flower and Produce Show. Honestly, he can't bake a cake to save his life.
Yeah, he gave Grandad some of it this morning.
Oh, I thought I saw them chatting.
Grandad said it was like rubber. Said when he took a bite, his false teeth bounced off it.
That doesn't sound hopeful.
No, but he won't hear of giving it up.
I'll get the top run hit and I'm off.
Well, before you go, we need to make arrangements for tonight.
Oh, you're going out, the pair of you?
Well, I'm giving Ed here a lift to his ETS session.
ETS?
Well, part of the sentence.
Oh.
Enhanced thinking skills, isn't it, Ed?
Gosh, what on earth's that about?
Don't ask.
Hi, Ma. Linda said you were in here.
Ah, hello, darling. Oh, grab a lounger.
Oh, it's really warm in here. And that pool looks so inviting.
You should have brought your shorts and had a swim.
I'm meeting Declan in the bar at 7:30. I didn't think I'd have time.
You must make time, Adam. You work so hard.
Feels more like bashing my head against a brick wall at the moment.
Oh dear, you've had a bad day.
No, it's not that at all. The drilling's going quite well, in fact.
So, what's the problem?
Oh, doesn't matter.
Come on.
No, it'll just sound like I'm moaning. Anyway, I didn't want to spoil your evening relaxing with shop talk.
Don't be silly, you're not.
Well, it's not so much problematic as frustrating. You know, I've been trying to pin Brian down to some decision-making on the strawberries.
Go on.
Well, there never seems to be a convenient time. And I know it's not been a brilliant start, and I can quite understand Brian's scepticism about investing more money, but it would just be so good to sit down and talk to him about it properly.
Yeah, I know, darling. I think he's been a bit preoccupied this week. Look, tell me about it.
Okay. What I'd like us to do is cover the strawberries next season. There's a new system using aluminium frames and clear plastic sheeting.
Is it expensive?
Doesn't cost as much as you might think. It's a lot cheaper than polytunnels.
And you think it's important?
It's the only way to go in this country. Keep them dry. It means you get a better crop with less spraying. I've looked at the stats.
Really?
Plus, you get a longer season, of course.
Well, it sounds very sensible to me, darling. You'll just have to keep on pestering Brian. I'm sure he'll come round.
But it's as though he's trying to avoid meeting with me.
No, I'm sure that's not the case.
Well, last Thursday we were supposed to be getting together to discuss it. But he was so late, we just didn't have time.
Really?
He apologised, of course, but I'm sure if I could just have half an hour to put him in the picture, he'd agree to my ideas.
I'm sure he would.
I'd like to get moving on this project, but I need his say-so. And his checkbook, of course.
Right, I'll have a word with him about it this evening. I need to talk to him in any case.
Thanks, Mum. You come down for a swim?
I came to use the sunbed, actually.
Oh?
Yes, all part of my master plan.
Master plan? What's this you're plotting?
Well, I still feel quite bad about the row that Brian and I had last week.
About the offshore accounts?
Yes, and I've got a bit of bridge building to do.
Hello, you two.
Hi, Sheila.
Hi.
Oh, that was glorious. Why don't I do it more often?
Here, have my sun lounger.
Oh, no, Adam, don't let me chase you away.
No, I've got to go anyway. See you later, Mum.
Yeah, bye, darling. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, this is the life. I can let the horrors of cake baking drift away.
Sheila, you love baking.
Alistair's attempts are not baking as you or I would recognise it.
Alistair?
The men-only event. He and Daniel are knee-deep in flour and lemon peel as we speak. I'm keeping well clear.
It's jolly sporting of them to have a go.
That's what Dad said, but at least Dad actually follows the recipe. Alistair seems to think recipes are for wimps.
Well, you seem in good spirits, Sheila.
Oh, yes, I feel lots better this week. A few more of my customers have returned.
Oh, that's good.
And I've put an ad in Thursday's Echo to try to relaunch the livery side of things.
Oh, autumn's a good time for it.
Yes, there should be quite a few people thinking about stabling for winter.
Oh, where does the time go, I wonder? We'll be having to think about Christmas next.
Oh, Linda Snell's beaten you there.
Linda?
Yeah, didn't you see her as you came through reception?
Oh, I didn't take any notice.
Well, when I came through a few minutes ago, she was surrounded by musty old books, reading to Roy.
Reading what?
Bits from the Miracle Play, she said.
different characters in all kinds of funny voices.
Oh, poor Roy.
Yes. I expect he's praying for an awkward customer so he can escape.
Let's not talk about Christmas just yet. Not before I've planned my holiday.
Oh, what's this? You're going away?
Well, I'm going to broach the subject with Brian tonight. That's why I'm here, you see. Getting a tan and getting into shape in preparation.
If the traffic's not too bad, we could make it back to the pool in time for last orders.
No, you're all right.
Fair enough. I'm off to a machinery sale tomorrow, if you're interested.
I'm gardening, aren't
I? Oh, of course, yeah. Back to that nursing home. Olive House, is it?
Oldie House, yeah.
Oh, well, never mind. Another time, perhaps.
It may be.
If I manage to get what I'm after, I'll need to think about making some space in one of the buildings. I was actually thinking about getting rid of that cider press. Don't know whether Eddie can find a home for it.
Don't know.
So then, how did the first session go?
That was rubbish.
Hmm?
You should have been there. You'd have seen what a waste of time it was.
Oh,
yeah? Seven of us were there, right? All sitting at desks like we're back at school. I mean, just like put it in a circle, it doesn't make any friendlier, does it? It just means you have to look at their stupid faces instead of the back of their heads.
And what do you do?
Well, they gave us this test to do, pre-course assessment or something. I don't know why they put me in there with that lot of wasters. I'm going to have to be in there for 2 nights a week, for months.
Yes, I know.
But Oliver, I mean, they're such a bunch of losers. You should have seen them. From Thursday, I'm going to have to be there for an hour and a half every time.
Yes.
Well, listen to this, right? For Thursday, this pillock of a tutor said we have to think of what animal describes you or your personality. I mean, what's all that about, eh?
Well, I'm sure there's a reason for the exercise.
Yeah, right, like him being a nutter. How's that going to help me?
Just shut up and think for a moment, Ed.
Eh?
You wonder why you've been put in a group with a bunch of what you call losers?
Yeah, too, right.
Can't you understand that to the outside world, that seems exactly where you belong?
What, me?
Yes, you. To anyone who doesn't know you as a person, you're just one of a bunch of losers.
No way.
No hopers set on the road to nowhere.
Well, not me.
Just listen. You have been extremely lucky to receive the punishment you have. You've been given the opportunity to take a serious look at yourself and to decide what kind of man you want to be.
Yeah, but...
You're not a child anymore, Ed. It's up to you and you alone to decide where you want to be in a year's time, in 5 years' time, and to take the necessary steps to get you there. You've been given a chance. So make sure you take it. You're a bright lad, Ed. And there are a lot of people who are very fond of you.
Oh, no.
And we all want to see you do well.
Yeah, I know.
You'll get there.
Yeah, we'll probably go into Birmingham at the weekend.
I'm so glad you've made some friends.
Declan's good company. He's a laugh.
What does he do?
Accountant. At an engineering firm, I think.
You must invite him to supper sometime.
You're very sweet, Ma. But he's just a mate.
Oh, well, I'd still like to meet him.
Maybe. I'm off for a bath.
Oh, hi, Brian.
Hello, Adam.
Nice.
Night, darling. I'll get you a whiskey.
Hmm? Oh, thanks.
Brian, I've been thinking.
Yes?
When Mum and I arranged the offshore accounts for the children, I admit I was still deeply hurt and angry.
You don't have to do this, Jenny.
Yes, I do. And perhaps there was some part of me that did want to get back at you. Here's your whiskey.
Thanks. Look, it doesn't matter.
But it does. I know you've invested a lot of time and energy and love in this family.
It's all forgotten, Jenny, honestly.
Well, why don't we go away somewhere for your 60th in November? Just the two of us.
Well, that's an idea.
We could go over to South Africa. I sent Kate's present, of course, but wouldn't it be a wonderful surprise if we phoned her on her birthday to tell her that we were coming to visit?
Yes, it would.
And we could take the whole family.
Well, it's a lovely idea. Let me give it some serious thought first, though. I've got rather a lot on the moment to make any big decisions.
All right.
I promise I will give it some serious thought.
Oh, thanks. Another whiskey.
Oh, yes, please.
And would you do something else for me, too?
What's that?
Could you make time to talk to Adam about the strawberries?
Yes, of course.
Hey, fudge up.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
What was that for?
Because I wanted to. I've been doing some thinking. Perhaps we've managed to weather the storm now. Don't you agree?
Perhaps.
the Grundy's cider press must be saved.
Blimey, what does my hair look like?
Oh, you look great. Those are the wheels.
Mine?
Brought yourself a moped.
Wow, it's really on loan from the council.
Oh, that's all right, isn't it? How much is it costing you?
£10 a month.
Only a tenner?
It's a scheme called Wheels to Work. It's if you're on a low income and there aren't any betters or whatever.
Oh, brilliant.
Is your mum in, Edward? Wanted a word with her.
Oh, she's in the kitchen.
You are being careful on that, aren't you, Emma?
Yeah, don't worry. Just had my training today.
Oh, they train you up as well, do they?
And they give you the helmet and the yellow sash. You have to buy the waterproofs and stuff yourself.
Well, I think I'll sign up for it. Although it'd have to be something a little bit more powerful than that chicken chaser.
The cheese!
Yeah. Well, you have to be somebody with a proper job to qualify.
Mum.
But it's true.
Mum, please.
No, it's okay, Emma. It's a fair comment.
Clary's in the kitchen, did you say?
Yeah.
I'm really sorry about that.
Forget it.
Edward?
Oh, what does he want?
Better go. See you, Ed.
Edward.
Yeah, I'll see you. What have I done now?
Get your jacket on. I need you to give me a hand.
What?
I'm taking the trailer over to Grange Farm.
What?
Your granddad says you told him Sterling's took in the cider press out.
Oh, right, yeah. He said something about it when he was driving me home last night. Thought he might want it.
Off out tonight, is he?
Oh, I think that's what he said. Dinner with Caroline.
Right, come on. We're off to collect the press.
Okay.
Oh, I'll borrow Tony's front loader. We'll bring it back and stick it in the bottom.
Evening, Brian. Mind if I join you?
No, not at all.
Fine evening again.
Oh, yes.
Can't last, of course. Not at this time of year.
No.
Caroline not here?
Not to my knowledge.
Oh. Good. I thought I'd meet her here and then surprise her with dinner out.
Oh, very nice. How is Caroline?
Oh, very well, thanks.
I heard about that horse of hers.
Oh, yeah. Takes some time for her to get over moonlight, I'm afraid.
Yeah, it's a terrible business.
You were looking thoughtful as I came over.
I just got a lot on at the moment, that's all.
Ah, you know how it is. Yeah, I certainly do. Best decision I ever made, selling up.
Oh, yes?
Without a doubt.
Well, you seem to thrive on it, certainly.
Completely rejuvenated, Bran.
And you're very fortunate.
Well, I could stock up, of course. Even gave it some thought initially, before I met Caroline.
She changed your mind, did she?
Indirectly.
How was that?
Made me realise what it was I really wanted.
That simple?
Yes, actually.
Really?
So, here I am. New life. Bit of dog and stick farming, purely out of interest. Plenty of time off. And a wonderful woman to share it all with.
Oh, sorry. Would you excuse me, Oliver?
Oh, of course.
I have to take this call.
Siobhan, darling.
Brian.
How wonderful to hear you. Where are you?
I'm in Feldbisham at the hotel.
Oh, you're back.
I couldn't stay away any longer.
And how's Rory?
He's fine. Oh. Here he is. Say hello to Daddy, Rory. Hello, Daddy. Hello.
Hello, little man.
He's a bit tired after the journey. I'm going to get him bathed and fed.
Well, let me come over. I'll help.
Oh, no. You'll want to play with him and he'll get overexcited.
I'll come over when you've done all that. Help you put him to bed.
I don't know.
Oh, please, Siobhan. I'll come at whatever time suits you best.
Make it about 9, eh?
I can't wait.
Yeah? Can I come in? What is it?
Did you get your supper okay?
You didn't need to leave me anything. I'm not a kid.
I know. Just thought you might be tired after the moped training.
Right. Thanks. That was awful what you said to Ed, Mum.
What did I say?
About the moped scheme and him not having a proper job.
Oh, that.
I was really embarrassed.
It's about time somebody told him some own truths, that boy.
But it's not up to you.
Oh, look, Emma. Of course I don't wish him any harm.
But you don't wish him well either.
All I can say is I'm glad for Clary's sake that he didn't get put away. She'd have been shattered.
Just for Clary's sake.
But Ed committed a crime, Emma.
I know what he did.
He broke the law and he should pay the proper price.
You just want to see him suffer like Uncle Clive.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
I'm not. You can't bear it that Uncle Clive got sent to prison and Ed not.
Ed's a convicted burglar. He pleaded guilty.
You can't say nicking a few power tools is the same as attacking and killing horses.
I don't make the rules.
Mum!
It just seems so unfair, that's all. Why couldn't your Uncle Clive have had all these courses and a few hours community service when he was Edward's age?
I don't know why things like that didn't exist then.
If he'd have had that kind of help, he might have made something of himself.
Don't know that for sure.
Every time he goes into prison, he gets worse. And every time he comes out, he does something more serious.
Can't be prison's fault. You didn't come out and go and rob an old lady or whatever.
Oh, it was different for me. I had your father and you and Christopher.
Oh, Mum.
Oh, I'm sick of going over and over it.
Look, come sit down, eh?
Oh, I really want to help him.
I know you do.
Trouble is, he doesn't want to help himself.
Yeah, you said.
It's like he's suffering, and to prove how much it hurts, he's sticking the knife in even further himself.
I know.
I mean, if that's not a sign of mental illness, what is?
Have you said this to anyone else?
No, not really. I spoke to Alan, the vicar, but... Well, the thing is, Clive needs to show how sorry he is for what he's done, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Someone who can't realise what they've done and feel sorry for the poor horses, well, surely that shows they've got mental problems, doesn't it?
Dunno, Mum. Sounds right to me. Have you talked to Osha about it?
She wasn't interested. She thinks he's just trying it on.
Well, I think you should go back to her. Tell her what you think now.
Oh, she's busy. She's got other cases.
Come on, Mum. I'll come with you if you want.
Will you?
That, eh?
It's a cider press.
There's hundreds of years worth of history, there.
Hundreds?
Well, I don't know exactly how many years, but your granddad reckons he remembers his granddad using...
Yawn, yawn, yawn.
If it could only talk, eh?
Can I load it onto the trailer?
No, I'll do that. You stay here and guide me.
Okay.
We'll soon get it set up at its new home.
But what are you going to do with it if they make us take down the pole barn?
I'll think of summers. All right.
Yep. Yeah. Keep it coming. Keep it coming.
Righto.
That's it. Keep coming. Hey, up, Oliver's back.
What?
Well, what's up?
Sterling's here.
Breaking news, Daddy. Is the bloke who lives here.
Hello? Who's that?
Oh, no. I thought you said he was going out all night.
I said he was going out for a meal with Caroline. I never said when. What on earth's going on?
Oh, it's only us.
Ed? Eddie?
Evening, Oliver. Nice night for it.
What are you doing?
I don't believe this. You mean you never asked him?
Asked me what?
Well, what with our Edward here, saying you were chucking the thing out.
Oh, thanks, I knew it'd come back to me.
The cider press, you mean?
I had it from Edward on good faith that you wanted to get rid of it.
Look, this is really embarrassing, Oliver. I didn't know he hadn't asked you.
I was doing you a favour.
He's really sorry, aren't you, Dad?
As a matter of fact, I was going to ring you this evening, Eddie.
Were you?
Well, the press is of no use to me, whereas you and your father use it every year, so you're quite welcome to it.
Oh, right you are.
In fact, you'd actually be doing me a favour by coming over to pick the apples, too. Might stop the foxes coming in to eat the windfalls.
See?
Me?
Come on, Edward, you heard the man. Look lively.
Come in.
Siobhan.
Brian, shut the door.
Let me kiss you. Oh, I missed you so much.
You.
Oh, why didn't you let me know earlier you were coming back?
A spur of the moment decision.
I'm so glad you did. Let me see the baby. Is he asleep?
Oh no, don't wake him, Brian, please. I've only just got him off.
Oh, he's so beautiful.
He started pulling himself up by the furniture now.
Has he?
Oh, he's very bright. He'll be walking before his birthday.
Look, Siobhan, we need to talk.
Do we?
This is a huge thing you're asking me.
I know. Come and sit next to me on the bed.
Look, I'm trying to be serious.
Come on, sit down. Oh.
Come on, let's talk for a moment. I mean, you've asked me to leave everything and everything to go with you to live in Germany.
Fine. Wouldn't it be wonderful? Me, you and Rory. Just our little family.
Yeah, but what would I do there? on a day-to-day basis.
What do you mean, what would you do?
I mean, you know I'm not the slippers and pipe sort. The type to retire and potter about watering plants and reading the paper until hours of the morning.
There'll be loads of things for you to do.
And I'm sorry, but I'm no new age, new man pipe house husband either.
Well, there is a shock. I quite fancied seeing you in a frilly apron and rubber gloves.
Good grief.
Well, it should be me in the frilly penny.
Siobhan, be serious, please.
Okay. Sorry.
I mean, you'll be working pretty long hours, I should think.
Well, that'll give you a great opportunity to be with Rory. You can teach him all the things that I never could.
Such as?
Take him for walks. Play football with him. Tell him stories about animals and farms.
I suppose so.
And when he's older, you can take him fishing. Teach him how to shoot.
Yes, I could.
It's not like you'd have to retire from farming anyway.
No, I've still got my Hungarian interest.
Hungary's practically on the doorstep. You'd really start to build that business up.
I could certainly be more hands-on there.
It's no question of retirement. You can be as busy or as busy as you want.
Oh, Siobhan. Oh, you make it sound so easy.
Brian, it is easy. Come with me.
Yusha goes back to prison against her better judgment.
Hello, Clive.
When they said my brief wanted to see me again, I thought they were winding me up.
Why is that?
Nothing else to say, is there?
I disagree.
Oh, you would.
Sit down, would you please, Clive?
Still, gets me out of that cell. Change of scenery.
How are you?
What do you think?
I'm trying to help you here, Clive.
Yeah, yeah.
Susan's very concerned.
Is she?
Yes, she is. You're very lucky to have Susan, you know. She's still standing by you.
Well, she's always been one to do her duty.
No, that's not the case at all. She came to see me last night.
Oh, that's why you're here, then. Susan twisted your arm.
Not at all. Let's start again. I'm here this afternoon, Clive, because I'd like to ask you to rethink your attitude.
I've got a right to be angry. Why won't they get me any help?
You know there's nothing I can do about that. But you can help yourself. Show how remorseful you are.
Oh, back on that line.
All right, then. If you won't do it for yourself, do it for Susan.
Why should I?
She went to prison for you. And she's still fighting for you now.
Well, she's wasting her time then, isn't she?
You have to start thinking this through, Clive, for your sake as much as for Susan's.
Tough.
You're treating her so badly, and she doesn't deserve it. She really cares.
We done now?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, and I've got very high hopes of my brassicas.
Have you?
Companion planting, you see, David. It's that garden I designed for the competition in May.
All right, steady, steady. Oh, yeah.
No, it's a good job I didn't listen to any of Joe Grundy's advice on it. No, I have not seen hide nor hair of a cabbage white all summer.
Oh, surely good. Excuse me. Just a second, Joe.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just wanted to check on this heifer. Her water bag burst about an hour ago. Let's see. Okay. Oh, good. Feet are showing.
Tadget is.
Bless you.
No. French marigolds.
Oh.
You plant them with your cabbages, and the butterflies can't smell the cabbages, and you put them right off. Aye, they'll all have gone next door to Bert's brassicas.
Oh, I see. Was there something specific you wanted, George?
Oh, no, we were just passing. Has Bert said anything by any chance?
Bert? About what exactly?
About his cabbages, for instance, or his beetroot.
Not that I've heard, no.
Yeah. But is everything all right, David? I know you're busy, but you seem a bit distracted.
Well, I was going to tell you anyway, but take a look at this.
Oh, heck.
Yeah. Came first class this morning.
In contravention of the 1992 Badger Act.
Summoned to appear at the Magistrates' Court next month.
Oh,
just as everything was looking up, eh?
Well, it's not only that. I really don't want to have to stand down as a parish councillor.
Oh, no, it won't come to that. We've had it all out once. There's no need to go over all the ground. And you've got my full support, for one.
Oh, well, thanks for that, Judge.
No, there's a lot of folk think like me. Don't you worry.
Well, I really appreciate
David.
It. Oh, hi, Brian.
Hello.
Oh, George.
How are you, Brian?
Fine, thanks.
Family all right?
Yes, thank you.
We were just talking about the flower and produce show.
Ah, yeah. Do you know, I can't for the life of me figure out what that Bert Fry is up to.
Oh, yeah?
With him growing his brassicas behind a screen of runner beans.
Very mysterious, I'm sure.
I notice he's tied weights on the end of his beans and all.
Weights?
Trying to stretch him long and straight.
Cheating, is he?
Oh, well, no, all's fair in love and war, Brian, that's what they say.
Is it?
Right. Well, I'd best push off then, eh?
Yeah, bye, George.
See you later.
Bye.
David, I wondered if you had a few minutes. I just wanted a quick word.
I'm really sorry, Brian. I was just off to do the milking. Can it wait?
Yes, of course.
I'll catch up with you later, OK?
Hello, Usha. Usha? Oh, sorry. You were miles away there.
Yes, attacking the hedge is very therapeutic, I find.
Oh, dear. Well, perhaps this will cheer you up.
Ooh. An entry form for the flower and produce show?
Yeah, Mum asked me to pop by with it. She said you hadn't had your form yet, so I suppose you've not had a chance to pick one up.
I wasn't going to bother this year. I've not really had time to think about it.
You must. Didn't you enter your Rebecca's a couple of years ago?
Mm. Well, I don't know.
Oh, it's just a bit of fun.
Fun? What did I hear, fun? I know plenty of entrants will disagree with you there.
No, George. You'll be entering, no doubt.
Oh, I've got my eye on quite a few categories for first place. I think I've a fair idea of what Titcomb will be looking for.
Elizabeth's gardener?
Mm. Yes, he's judging this year.
Ooh, I'm seeing her tonight. I'll have to see if I can get some inside information.
Oh.
Well, fill the form in and drop it in at the lodge before 10 o'clock this evening. If Linda Snell can enter, so can you.
Aye, Linda told me she's got some secret ingredient this year with her flowers.
Just so long as it isn't against the rules. I'll see you both later then. Don't forget, Usha.
I'll think about it.
Well, yuck. You've certainly given that hedge what for.
What do you think Linda's chances are, George?
Well, she's got one or two nice blooms, it has to be said. Mind you, Linda's name is mud in our house at the moment.
Mm.
She's got some crackpot idea about the village panto.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Something about traipsing it round the village and staging it in church. Any road, she's cancelled the booking for the village hall, and Chris was very annoyed.
Oh, dear.
Well, I best get back. I've got a few jobs to do in the garden myself before supper.
Which categories are you entering?
Veg, mostly. I've got some very decent-sized leeks for a start. I'll be getting the comb and nail scissors to them on Saturday night.
What for?
I cut all the roots to exactly the same length and comb them through.
But that's bizarre.
Ah, well, you've got to ask yourself, how much do I want to win?
Brian?
Hello, Siobhan.
Can you talk?
No, not really. I'm in the office.
Just wanted to make sure you were still okay for tomorrow.
Yes, of course.
I'm going to ring Elizabeth and confirm that she can have Rory for me.
Oh, yes, that's a good idea.
Have you made a decision yet?
Well, we'll talk tomorrow.
Okay. You do remember I fly back to Ireland tomorrow?
Yes, of course.
Remember, too, that Rory and I love you. Very much.
Well, me too. Now, I better go.
Okay. Tomorrow at 3?
Yes, bye.
Come in.
Hi.
Oh, David. Do you want a whiskey?
No, thanks. It's Jennifer Bunn.
She's upstairs updating the village website.
So, safe to talk?
Oh, David.
You've been in touch with Siobhan since we last spoke?
Hmm, well, I went to see her in her hotel room last night.
Well, that probably wasn't the most sensible idea.
Oh, sensible.
What happened?
I did manage to control my impulse, if that's what you're asking. I didn't stay long.
Well, look, I've been thinking. I can understand how tempted you must be.
Can you?
Yeah, of course I can. Freedom, a fresh start, all that. But if you put emotion onto one side for the moment...
Yeah, look, I've tried to look at things rationally.
Well, I don't think you have. Think about it in terms of a cost-benefit analysis.
Oh, how cool.
Brian, you need to think about things with a cool head.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, yeah, go on.
Right, look, on the benefit side... Siobhan. But think about it. What would it be like once the dust had settled? I mean, you know, Germany's a great country and everything, but can you really imagine yourself
In exile, almost?
I'd do it for my son.
Yeah, of course. Top of the list on the benefit side. But you would lose Alice, Kate, Adam, and Debbie.
Debbie.
You know you'd never be able to repair that kind of betrayal. Whereas, at the moment, there's a good chance that in time you can get your relationship back together again.
Yes.
You'd lose the farm, that's for sure, but... Brian, if you go, you can never come back. You'll have lost everything.
But there's my son.
Yes, I know.
David, you have two sons. You must understand what you're asking me to give up.
But not forever. Rory will be able to make contact with you as soon as he's old enough to do it.
There's no guarantee, though.
Well, wouldn't you, in his place? You're simply putting that relationship on hold.
It's a risk. Jenny.
Hi.
Oh, I'm sorry to disturb you, Brian. That was Adam on the phone.
Oh, what do you want?
Well, he was rushing to get the field finished before it was dark, and he's bashed the cultivator drill into a pile.
Oh, Lord.
Well, he's fine, but the drill's a mess.
Oh, I just don't know how I managed to stop myself from leaping over the table and grabbing him by the throat.
He's such a scumbag, isn't he?
Well, I'm doing it for Susan. Poor woman's at her wit's end.
Well, that's all very well, but if you're getting nowhere...
Oh, let's forget about Clive.
Yes, please. Oh, let's forget about everybody.
That was a heartfelt plea.
Oh, it's just the usual stresses and strains at Lower Loxley.
You sure?
Yes. Oh, you know, it's been ages since I came to the ball.
It must be hard to get away from work when work's your home.
Can be.
Oh. You really are a bane sometimes. Do you want to answer it?
If it's Nigel, I will. Oh, no, it's no one important. I'll return a call later. Look, another drink?
Oh, Brian, you poor thing. You're absolutely soaked.
Well, I just got out of the field as the heavens opened.
Oh, what happened?
Well, apparently Adam had just rounded the headland and completely misjudged the corner.
Well, he must have been getting tired.
Well, maybe. But he should have left it and finished it in the morning. And that's 30 grand worth of kit out there.
Well, I'm sure he feels awful about it.
Well, we brought it back to the yard, took off the press wheels and seed box, and stripped it back to the frame.
What's the damage?
Well, the frame's completely bent to hell. It's a professional job straightening that out.
Dear. Oh, darling, come and sit down.
Oh, thanks. Oh, I'm shattered.
Well, you must be. Here, try this wine.
Oh, what is it?
Well, it's one of a sample case of organic wines that Jean-Paul got him to try. It's a gold medal winner, he said.
Oh, that's lovely. That's quite decent.
Look, why don't you go up and have a nice hot shower and I'll get you a tray ready with your supper.
Well, it smells delicious.
And Alice has taped a wildlife documentary that was on earlier and she thought the three of us could all settle down and watch it together. Well, I'll just go up and put some nice warm towels out for you.
Oh, thank you, Jenny. Thank you.
At Lower Loxley, Nigel's missing the swallows.
I haven't seen the swallows since Monday, you know.
Well, haven't you?
I think they've finally flown.
That's what swallows do.
At the end of the summer.
The village flower and produce shows on Sunday. That usually signals the end of summer.
Oh, did you want to go?
Heavens, no. Just that it was the main topic of conversation last night in the Bull.
Oh, yes?
David and Ruth were saying that Dad went up to Brookfield with yet another version of his lemon drizzle cake for them to test.
Sounds wonderful.
Yeah, except that this is the third this week. Ruth said she's going to have to give it away, just not tell Dad.
Well, she'll give it to me. I won't tell. He's a great cook.
He seemed almost certain to win the men-only event. Usha was still undecided about whether or not to enter.
I don't think she has the right qualifications.
Not the men's event. I'm talking about in general.
Well, how was your evening out with Usha?
Well, once we'd wound down, fine. She's very funny. Good company.
I'm glad.
She was stressing over Clive Horribin at first, though.
Ah.
It seems Susan just can't let it go. She went round to Blossom Hill Cottage and talked Usha into going back to speak to him.
Really?
I've realised why Susan's so insistent on trying to get a psychiatric report.
Why?
Well, it's obvious. Susan needs to believe there's something psychologically wrong with Clive, and she needs to cling on to some justification for his behaviour.
Yes. Yeah, I see what you mean.
Otherwise, how could she cope, knowing what her own brother did to those horses?
Good point.
I just can't understand why Usha's bothering.
Hello?
Siobhan, hi.
Hello?
Titcomb said you were in here.
Well, here we are.
He was looking very lugubrious.
Oh, it's a long story.
Oh, in that case, you can tell me another time. I'm meeting Brian at 3.
Yes.
Would you like to tell us what she wants to do for Rory?
Right. Well, he usually has at least a couple of hours nap at this time of the day. He didn't even stir when I took him out of the car just now.
Fine.
Nappies and stuff are in the tray under the pushchair. Mm-hmm. Spare dummy in this bag with his bottle and the baby muesli for his tea.
Hopefully he'll be back by then.
Nigel.
Yes, yes, I should be.
Fine.
Oh, he's teething, so he might be a bit crotchety when you wake him. There's some gel.
No, don't worry, I can manage.
You're an angel. Look, I'll just run up and use your bathroom, if that's okay. I want to check my makeup.
Yes, of course.
And then I'll shoot off.
Okay, we'll see you later.
Okay. Wish me luck.
Yeah, bye. Nigel.
I didn't say a word.
I know this was a really bad idea.
If you don't mind, Lizzie, I'd rather we didn't discuss it.
I just...
Look, there's no point.
All right.
And the last thing we want is for Siobhan and all this to cause a rift between the two of us.
No, of course not. That's why I need your support.
It's you I'm thinking about, Lizzie. Your health and peace of mind.
I know.
Now, can we talk about something else?
Such as?
Why don't we have a stroll and discuss what to do about our wedding anniversary on Monday?
Ryan.
Have you been waiting long?
Only about 10 minutes, don't worry.
Oh, Siobhan, you look beautiful. Rory?
Oh, he's fine. He was fast asleep when I dropped him off at Lower Loxley.
Oh, good. So, where would you like to go?
Anywhere. Doesn't matter. Well, you know the area better than I do.
Well, perhaps we could follow the road towards Borchester and then find somewhere nice and secluded.
Sounds lovely.
Okay.
Oh, I brought this.
Champagne.
Of course. Right, well, ready when you are.
Oh, Scruff, you bad boy! Get off! Bad dog! Go on, outside! Go on!
Julia, what on earth's happening?
Stop it, Scruff! It's okay, it's only Jennifer! Go on! Go off you go!
Heavens! Oh, what a mess! Has the dog done this?
Yes, though it's obviously Alistair's fault.
How?
He shouldn't have left his cake to cool where Scruff could get at it.
Oh, dear, there's not much left.
Oh, I'm not sure if that's a good sign, Scruff, wolfing it down like that.
Can dogs get heartburn?
Oh, honestly, Jennifer... Alistair's driving me mad with this cake baking. I'll be glad when Sunday's over and I can have my oven back.
Ah, the flour and produce show. And how is Alistair's lemon drizzle cake coming on?
Oh, David's £5 note's quite safe. But it won't be for want of trying. We've had flat ones, soggy ones, burnt ones. And last night's offering had so much lemon in it, Daniel rechristened it lemon deluge cake.
Perhaps this might cheer him up then.
Oh, Jennifer, thanks.
Oh, it's not me, I'm afraid. It was on your windowsill with this note.
Oh, it's from Ruth. Enjoy. We'll explain later.
Very mysterious.
She must have called while I was out on a hack with my special school group. Oh, wonderful. A cake we can actually eat for Sunday tea. Mm. Oh, doesn't that look yummy?
Ooh, that was very thoughtful of her.
I'll put the kettle on. You will stay for a cup of tea?
Oh, yes, please.
Would you like a piece of cake?
Not for me, thanks. I'm trying to get in trim for this holiday.
Oh, yes. Did Brian agree?
Well, he didn't say no.
Rory was quite a hit with the ladies on the reception at the hotel. One of them kept saying she'd never seen such lovely eyes.
Oh, well, he's got your eyes.
He's a real charmer.
He is.
Brian, have you thought about what you're going to do?
I've thought of nothing else.
You can be so happy. Just the three of us.
When we talked the other evening, it sounded so idyllic.
It can be just like that.
I can picture it.
Can you?
Yeah, buying a small farm somewhere with a stream.
You can teach Rory to be a real little country boy. You can fish together.
All those long, hot summers.
Be really close as he grows up.
When he's older, perhaps I could take him to Hungary with me.
Yeah, he could work alongside you.
Oh, there'd be plenty to do.
You'd have so much more time for your business interests.
Except that there'd be hobbies.
Yeah, so much less stressful. Wouldn't it be great just to be able to actually enjoy what you do? Mm. Promise you, it'll be marvellous.
Sounds like a dream come true.
Will be. Leave all this behind you. All those rules and regulations.
Yeah. Been a real slog at times over the years.
No more fights about how the farm should be run.
the rows Debbie and I used to have. Can't say it hasn't been a challenge. I'll miss that.
You won't miss the farm, though. Not with your new interests.
Well, I wouldn't miss the business as such, no. Though I'll miss those rolling hills and villages. And Borsetshire's a beautiful county. I miss not the farm. It's everything that goes with it. There's such a lot of history in a place you've lived in for almost 30 years.
Yes, but...
And Jenny's been such a tire of strength.
Well, look, don't worry about the family. Alice and the others will be very welcome to come and visit. You know that.
I so admire her. I don't know where I'd have been over the years without her.
Now you have me.
I...
Brian?
Siobhan.
You love me.
Yes, I love you.
So you're coming with me?
No, Siobhan, I can't do it. Now, do you understand? I love Jenny.
No, Brian, you don't mean it. You can't.
I do. It's the simple truth. I love her like I'll never love anyone else.
No, that's not right. You're not thinking straight.
I'm so sorry.
Sorry? You're sorry? What about Rory?
Rory?
Yes, your son.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah, you were just stringing me along to get access to your son.
No, that's not true.
Just stop.
What?
Stop the car now.
Oh, I know any of
them. I don't care. Stop this car now.
Yeah, but I can't leave you miles from anywhere.
You don't stop now. I'll open the
Siobhan,
door.
Siobhan, this is silly.
I mean, I'll open the door.
Don't touch the door.
Then stop the car.
You get off the steering wheel.
Stop now.
Siobhan, please.
Stop. I'll pull the brake.
Look out. Ow.
Brian. Brian. Brian, speak to me. Brian. Brian. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Where are you hurt?
Siobhan.
What?
You all right?
Don't worry about me. Where are you hurt? Brian. Stay awake, Brian. Listen, I'm ringing for an ambulance. Stay with me, Brian.
There's another cup in the pot.
Oh, no thanks, Shula. I'll be going soon.
Oh, and if you're sure.
Have you heard the latest on Linda?
Oh, what's she up to now?
Well, she's on a quest to discover the true identity of Foursquare. Oh. And apparently, Mike hit the roof when she accused him.
Poor Mike. There's no stopping her when she gets a bee in her bonnet, is there?
Well, it's her message board, you see. She's taking it all very personally.
Honestly.
According to Mum, she's quite sure she's going to win with her floral pieces on Sunday.
Oh, not another flower and produce fanatic.
Why? Oh, yes, Alistair, you mean. I'm sorry for reminding you.
No, I'm thinking about Mum and Dad getting under each other's feet in the kitchen at Glebe Cottage.
Oh, dear.
While Dad's busy with his new all-singing, all-dancing mixing machine, Mum's trying out the weirdest marmalade concoctions.
This show has a lot to answer for.
And whenever one steps out of the room, the other has a moan about them getting in the way and spoiling their chances.
Well, Linda has some secret magic ingredient, if you please.
Really?
Oh, so she's telling everyone.
Brian?
Go!
The ambulance won't be long.
You... Go!
I can't leave you.
Rory!
He's safe with Elizabeth.
You can't be here.
Listen, I want to come with you in the ambulance.
No. Won't help. Think. Baby. Yourself.
I can't leave you.
Yes. Go.
All right. I won't be far. There's a gig hop's just back from the road, and I hide in there. Please be all right. Oh, God. Please.
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth! Oh, help me!
The Archers was written by Carol Simpson-Salazzo and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett. The editor is Vanessa Whitburn.